Hi everyone, I'm Big Al with Country Music News International. A new country song that is out from Josh Abbott and Adrian Johnson. A wonderful duet, a song that will certainly personalize with everybody. The song, What You Never Told Me. With us to talk about that, a young lady that wears many hats. Her name is Adrian Johnston. Adrian, it's great to have you on Country Music News International.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the personal side of Adrian Johnston. As I mentioned in my intro, you wear many hats. you're a CEO of a lot of boutiques, I guess, in Texas. It's no wonder that it was so tough to get a chance to talk with you.
I will say our scheduling is gotten really tight over the last year or so, but I wouldn't want it any other way. I love to stay busy, and if it's not a music project, it's now a business project, and my husband just wishes I would chill out so he could enjoy his boat on the lake instead of projects on the weekends, poor guy.
Well, besides being a wife and mother and own all the boutiques, you're into music. You put together a group of girls that I guess goes around the theaters. Explain a little bit of that to us.
Yeah, so we started, it's called Girls Raised in Texas and Grits, if you will. And we started this back in, oh gosh, probably 2018, 2017. And it really came naturally from, hey, girls, we miss each other and we don't get to see each other at these big festivals. And because typically there's a one slot for girls to play at these bigger festivals, and where the guys get to see each other all the time at shows, we never got that opportunity. And so we just created it ourselves and said, let's do this. It started as a group text. It was not very formal. And I would text out dates and say, hey, girls, who's available for this date at this venue in this city? And whoever said yes could do it. And we would just load up and meet there and go for a little weekend. And we really love playing the theaters and that more intimate environment versus the bigger honky-tonks. It's an acoustic song swap style, so I think it really plays well in a theater listening environment. But we've been doing that on and off for years. And then, you know, when everything shut down during COVID, we did a couple of, Facebook Lives and things like that. But we're actually doing our first Grit show since, oh gosh, probably 2019, in almost 4 years in May. So we're really excited to pull that back together and see if people still want to hear it.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. I love going to bluegrass festivals. You know, I play bluegrass music. I love going outdoors. But when you get a chance to go into a theater setting and you have a group like you, for example, and all those girls, it's nice to sit there and watch you talk and laugh and do different songs. By the way, is there somewhere people could go if they would want to check up on a schedule of the Grits?
Absolutely. You know, the best place to go, I hate to drive it to Instagram, but there's a Girls Raised in Texas Instagram handle that we not only promote our Grit shows, but we also promote all the other girl shows as well. And we try to really keep that informed and all that jazz. So if you just follow Girls Raised in TX on Instagram, that'll have all the information.
Girls Raised in TX on Instagram. Okay.
Yes.
Good deal. So how did you get into music? It sounds like you've been in music for a very long time. I know that you've released a lot of EPs out. Once again, everybody, we're talking with Adrian Johnston. She's on a duet with Josh Abbott. We will talk about this new song. I just wanted to get everybody to know Adrian a little bit. The new song was What You Never Told Me. But we're reflecting a little bit here on Adrian Johnston's life. So you've already had quite a few EPs out, a lot of songs, but you were discovered by an acclaimed songwriter, Zach Malloy. Would you like to talk about that?
Sure, yeah. Well, it's so funny. I don't even remember, and I should probably call Zach and ask if he even does, but how we got connected. But I was I went to college at TCU in Fort Worth, and I did the sorority thing, and I did the marketing degree thing, and I did not pursue music in college. I would play at some of the Opry's every now and then, but didn't really dive into it till after I graduated and jumped into things like open mic nights, and I was asked to do song swaps here and there, and it just kind of naturally progressed into what it's become, honestly. And whenever I met Zach back in, oh gosh, I want to say 2013, he's a great success. He was the front guy for the rock band, the Nixons, back in the day with their big hit Sister. And at the time, his boys were, I think, in junior high and middle school. And I'd go up there and hang out with him and his wife. And we would record in their home studio, and just kind of took me under his wing, like probably one of his kids. And, you know, now his boys are off in college, and I've got a 1.5-year-old, and we laugh because we don't really know what happened over 10 years or how we met, but it's been a great partnership, and he's been a great producer and a great writer to work with. And he truly took a chance on me, and I appreciate so much that opportunity. And he made me a better artist, and he definitely pushed me to be who I am today. So without good old Zach, who knows where we'd be.
Well, you've got talent. I mean, I know why that he picks you so quickly. I mean, he's seen exactly what you can do on this new song, What You Never Told Me. Your voice, I love Josh Abbott, of course, but your voice come across that, and I just meld it. You've got the crispest, the cleanest. You sing this song with conviction. I mean, you and Josh drew me right into this song, and I was sitting there, and I got to thinking, how many people in my mind did I not really say what I thought? You know, and I'm talking about maybe I didn't tell somebody I loved them enough. But it's just interesting, mm-hmm. The song, What You Never Told Me. If you could, explain a little bit about the song and how you and Josh Abbott got together, Adrian.
Absolutely. So it's so funny. Zach has actually written with Josh for years. On their own accord. And then Zach and I have worked together a bunch over the years. And Josh and I have always been friends through music. And Josh and his wife, Taylor, and I have really become good friends. And so whenever I reached out to Josh originally asking if he would be interested in helping me write a song to fit the rest of this project I was working on, he suggested we bring Zach on to write it. And I was like, well, duh, that makes so much sense because the three of us all know each other so well, but in different capacities. And we jumped on Zoom back in April of 21. And I told them I was pregnant, and they were so excited, and they've all got kids. And it kind of just turned into this, you know, spouse-parent conversation of, you know, what's a song that means something that we really want from a duet perspective. We don't want this big lovey-dovey song. We don't necessarily need something of this nature. And it naturally came about. And it truly is just that conversation of, in any relationship, sometimes what you don't say says enough. And things that you wish someone would say in a relationship, you've got to cut it loose if they're not going to be willing to say what you need to hear. And, you know, it's just a song of conviction. Getting into the studio and recording it took on a whole new life, and we tweaked it even that much more going in and recording it too. So hearing the final product, it's been a really long labor of love, but I think it was totally worth the wait.
You know, there's a lot of music out there, but I just hope everybody will take the time to go check this song out. I'm sure it's on all the download platforms. You can pick it up anywhere, Spotify, but that is Josh Abbott, or actually Adrian Johnston, and Josh Abbott. So here's the curveball I told you I might throw in.
Oh,
in
goodness.
Before we finish up. So what does this song, and let's say all of music, mean to you personally? You know, some people write poetry, some write mm-hmm. diaries. What does the music mean to you personally? And then we're going to let you go.
That's a great question. I think maybe there's two ways to approach this answer. Is one, in a songwriting aspect, I go into it very, I'm a very type A person, and I go into it very business sense. I don't really go into it and let my emotions lead me that day. I know what we're going in to write. I know what the goal is. We're writing for this type of record, or we're writing for this type of upbeat song, and I like to really go into it to make the most of our time and the most professional scenario and come out with a solution. So songwriting to me is very business aspect to them. And, but the music part, I think where I truly find that music is my passion is when it's more of an onstage scenario. That's where my band will be the first to tell you, I go rogue. I am the first to turn around and say, oh, let's skip that song. Let's go to this song, or let's make this a longer solo. And they just roll their eyes and they do it. And they're so sweet about it. But that's where I truly feel like music has given me a fresher breath air and life. And that's where I can truly escape from, you know, whatever's going on. And live performing is where my true passion is. And that's what I love about it. And at the end of the day, I can go for, you know, 6 months without a show. And I just need one really good show to bring me back. And I think that just speaks to the power of music. And what people appreciate is coming and hearing live music. And I wouldn't want it any other way, to say the least.
That is a great answer, and I appreciate that very much. We're talking with Adrian Johnston, a duet with Josh Abbott. The song, What You Never Told Me. Go to all the download platforms and grab this song. Adrian, as we finish, I just want to let you know, your voice melted me. You've got a super voice, crisp, clean, clear, and your writing is, well, everybody has an opinion, but it's some of the greatest in country music. I wish you Godspeed and wish you well in all your endeavors, but thank you so much for being on Country Music News International.
Thank you so much, Al. That's very sweet of you. I appreciate it.